This question says, between 2000 and 2010, Sitka has seen double-digit percent declines in the population of children and young parents, coupled with double-digit increases in ages 55 and up. We didn't fact-check this, but that's what the question says. So please share your thoughts on this and how it impacts the community moving forward.
Well, if those facts are correct, that means we're losing a lot of young, youthful generation here. And there is a lot of people that, you know, I was friends with growing up that aren't here anymore. They get the opportunity to leave and they're gone. You know, this isn't the most economic-wise of living in this community isn't the easiest, but you know, maybe we need to look into finding ways to try and keep the younger generation here. I know I'm not planning on going anywhere, and there's a couple people that are my age here that are running for assembly, so obviously they want to see a change in keeping as many people here as we can. I'm glad to hear that there is more people are in the older, not older, but you know, that they want to stay here. It'd be nice to have everybody wanting to stay here. So.
I think this definitely ties into two of the priorities that the town has had since, you know, at least 2007 with that last comprehensive plan. One is affordable housing, and it ties into jobs. We do have to have jobs for younger people so that they can afford to have a family and stay here. And we need to have housing that they can afford to live in. Obviously, the Assembly has been trying to work on this, and it's a tough one. I hope we do partner more with BHA and find ways to make affordable housing more available. And I do think we need to recruit other businesses to bring here to make living more affordable. I think, though, again, we do have to look at the rest of the economy in the United States. It's pretty tough to live in a lot of places right now. So we're in pretty good shape, and I think we need to sometimes remind people that leaving here is not necessarily going to make things better or easier. So it's a little bit of all things put together.
Ellis, do you want that read again, or are you good now? I'm sorry.
I asked for that. I believe in the latest figures I've heard from the school district that actually our elementary age kids are actually growing. So that's really good news for whoever wrote the question. I believe that's happening, and that's really good. Clearly, our senior population is growing by leaps and bounds, and that, I think, presents a lot of challenges for us. I will stay here, and I know a lot of people want to come here. It's very walkable. There's a lot of great things about Sitka for seniors, and I think it will always be challenging. But you know, some of the things we have going on here, like our senior sales tax exemption, which I know is very popular and very unpopular to talk about, those kinds of things are really difficult situations with an aging population, and we're going to have to continue to address that because our younger population really can't necessarily support our senior population as it grows. And also, as far as senior population, we need, and we will also need to do more for senior housing. And
there are two circumstances that are really heart-wrenching. One is when someone who's grown up here or moved here and fallen in love with the community realizes that they have no future here because they have no future of buying a house or getting a job with benefits. I've personally watched some very good friends leave town. The second circumstance that is heart-wrenching is when a family who's lived here for decades retires and realizes they cannot live here anymore because there's not enough senior housing available, and they just can't afford what is available. I think this is the greatest challenge facing our community. We need young people, not just to pay taxes, but we need young people because that's part of what makes a healthy community. When I'm old, I want to see the kids run around outside the Pioneer Home. But, I forget where I was going on that. Basically, to keep this as short as I can, We need to open the bench lands and get as many small lots as we can so that we can have houses that people can afford, both young people and old people. Thanks.
The younger generation is, it seems like most of them are waiting till later in life to have children. I think that might be part of the reason why there's a decline in the younger children in the school district. The reason why they're waiting is because the cost of living is so high. Finding a good paying, affordable, you know, good job here in Sitka is tough to do. If you're going to, you know, be paying half, one-third to half your paycheck just on rent alone, it makes it tough to want to stay. So that's why I think a lot of the young people are leaving. I am actually pretty optimistic on the middle-aged people still staying around. They still have pretty good jobs. Their children have gone, and they have not retired yet.